I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The United States is extending an invitation to dozens of exiled Cuban political prisoners to come live in America, and they may well accept the offer. Here's how this all came about. Back in July, the Cuban government promised to free all the remaining political prisoners it had jailed in a 2003 crackdown on dissent. 39 have been released. They're now in Spain. They're the ones the U.S. State Department says are now welcome to come to America. The BBC's Michael Voss is based in Havana. Michael, do we know how many political prisoners are even in Cuba right now?
There is disagreement over this. Some, like the Ladies in White, have been putting a list together for the Catholic Church, and they say there's about 40 of them.
These are protesters wanting a new protest.
These are the wives and daughters of political prisoners, particularly those who were arrested in this 2003 crackdown, and who every Sunday for the past 7 years have attended a mass at a Catholic church in Havana, and then wearing white and carrying gladioli, they've done a silent, peaceful march up and down the street. They reckon there's about 40. The illegal but tolerated Cuban Human Rights Commission believes it's maybe as many as 100, but one suspects within that list are people who have been convicted of violent acts. There was a bombing campaign here in the late 90s, for example. So it's unclear. There's no full consensus, but somewhere between, say, 40 and 100.
Well, if these people have been imprisoned for roughly 7 years now, why do you think Cuban authorities seem to be fast-tracking the issue now? And why are they allowing these prisoners to come to the United States, at least some of them?
At the beginning of the year, a dissident died in jail of a hunger strike, and that really brought widespread international criticism of Cuba's human rights record. Another dissident started a hunger strike and was very close to death, and it really focused world attention on what was going on here. And I think the Cuban authorities were starting to get very uneasy about this and wanted to put this issue behind them. So I think that's part of the thinking behind why now. They're hoping, one suspects, that this will help improve relations with the United States and go some way towards getting further easing of restrictions out of Washington. Also, I think Cuba's about to go through some major social changes. The government's announced that there's 1 million people who are underemployed and need to lose their jobs. That's a fifth of the entire workforce, and that in the next 6 months, 250,000 people could be laid off and tried to encourage to become self-employed, which hasn't happened here before. So I think this is something the Cuban government wants to concentrate on, and having this whole human rights political prisoner issue off its back, I think, will, you know, help them concentrate what's going to be a very difficult transitional period now.
All right. The BBC's Michael Voss. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, Lisa.
The BBC's Michael Voss speaking to us from Havana.